So these are, we have some statistics on how who's having them. Most abortions occur with cohabitating couples, the least with currently married. Abortion rates by religion, most, you know, the highest number is no religion, but we still have, you know, pretty high of absolutely religious women, Christian women receive abortions at a high rate. Okay, so I'm wondering, Mother Melania, do you want me to stop here following the schedule or continue for a little bit more?
We have flexibility.
Okay.
What would work best for you?
So we've covered this. Is it safe, rare, and legal? You know, we covered
okay.
That. Why don't I skip maybe till 12:30, and then just.
Okay.
All right. So Orthodox Christian views on abortions. And Father Edward has already covered this a lot, so we can go through this quickly. 53% of Orthodox Christians believe that abortion should be legal in all of those cases. Now, here it is right here. Can you see that? Right here, Orthodox Christian down here. This is kind of interesting. Unitarian Universalists, highest. We are just above Catholic in thinking that abortion should be legal. Now, of course, these studies, you know, have their inaccuracies, but I think agree with Father Edwards about 50-50. And we know that from our own communities. Okay. So here's what the Pew Research also showed, which is what Father Edward said. You know, the more we practice our faith, the more against religion that we are, which is why it's so important to keep people in the faith. I really see an evangelical potential in this pro-life movement, in sanctity of life, and holding that as important, because when you see how important it is for people to be in the church, to hold these views, to believe them, to have this love for that child, it motivates you to bring people into the church and to encourage it. So so here, the more people attend religious services, the more you pray, the more you read scripture, you believe in heaven, you believe in hell. All of these things help us to hold on to the church's teaching and to bring it hopefully to others. So one thing we're seeing, though, is this almost co-opting of Christianity by the abortion movement. So we want to definitely watch out for that when young people see this kind of book, Trust Women, a progressive Christian argument for reproductive justice. Oh yeah, maybe even though I'm Christian, maybe it's okay for me to have an abortion. These kinds of things are confusing. But more than 4 in 10 women who have had an abortion were churchgoers when they ended a pregnancy. Okay. Now, what do we know about Orthodox Christians? We don't know a lot specifically, but I just did find something. Zoe for Life is one, maybe the only one, Orthodox Pregnancy Resource Center. And there's this group of women in Ohio in 1996, and they wanted to start an adoption agency. And so they went to the government department, to start this up, and they were told, well, that you're not going to succeed because there are no babies to adopt because the abortion rates are so high. So they then were referred to CareNet, which is a Christian mentoring agency for crisis pregnancy centers across the country. And they were told, very likely the Orthodox Christian community suffered even higher abortion rates than the national norm. This, they said, was for two reasons. First, because we are a tightly knit religious community, and second, because we are a concentrated ethnic group. These two seemingly positive descriptions work to produce in our young people fear of bringing shame on themselves and their families. Rather than coming forward when an unexpected pregnancy occurs, they solve their problem quietly. A couple of things you might run into. The Orthodox Church has always been consistent in its teaching against abortion. Did we ever have the concept of ensoulment? No. Quickening. That was more for the purposes of law. You know, before we had pathology and ultrasounds, you know, criminologists had to be able to prove if there was life. So if a pregnant woman was murdered, they had to determine were there two lives or one. And one, they couldn't see, so one way they would do that was through the concept of quickening. That's what that meant. So please don't be thrown by that if people tell you, oh, you know, Christianity hasn't even always been against abortion. You know, there was ensoulment when they found soul later, and you could do abortions early. No, we've never had that. Okay, so then you're going to come across human versus person. No, the Orthodox Church never had that. Personhood begins when the human being begins at fertilization. Philosophical claims that there is some sort of delayed personhood, so that starts later after fertilization. This is the formed, unformed speculation that St. Basil the Great warns us not to engage in. A secular response to that is even, there's a secular response. There's a secular response for all of this. You don't even have to use your religious arguments. It is mental speculation with the intent to dehumanize the unborn that lacks scientific basis. So a lot of this personhood stuff you're hearing about comes from, you know, one person very instrumental in this is Peter Singer. And so he is very much a proponent of animal rights. Anybody heard of him, Peter Singer?
Yeah.
And so he even said the life of the newborn is of less value than the life of a pig, a dog, or a chimpanzee. He does support infanticide. He does support the idea of letting parents take a baby home and give them like a 28-day trial period, and if it doesn't work out, you know, they can let the child die. Mm-hmm. So these are very, very dangerous philosophical propositions, and we do have to be careful about them. The Orthodox Church absolutely honors the unborn child. We have a a funeral service specifically for a miscarried child. Let me see if I can show you this video. While I'm switching over to this video to try and attempt to show it to you, does anybody have any questions?
Abortive
and non-abortive forms of birth control, because it just changes so fast, it's hard to keep up with which ones are which. Yeah, if you email me, I can definitely get that to you. Yeah, there is, because that's not all birth control. Some birth control are abortive patient. Okay, great. So, there was a question in the back. What was your question?
What is ensoulment?
I just went through that quickly. So ensoulment is a concept. It was a way to try and figure out whether or not the fetus, the developing child, is a human, and whether or not it has a soul. I think Father Edward, do you ensoulment? That come from Catholicism, or
I think there was a time in the Middle Ages when there was an idea that there's a point in the development of a child where the soul is infused into the body, but
yeah.
That's never been our teaching. I mean, that's not the Roman Catholic teaching now.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's not.
Right.
But it's used as an excuse to say that it's okay to abort the baby because they don't have their soul yet. So you're not killing anything divine. You're not killing a divinely created person. And, you know, originally I don't necessarily think it was, you know, so that it could be used as a justification. I think it was people were thinking, trying to figure out, and that was, we didn't know what was going on with the pregnancy until really recently, actually, you know, relatively recently. I'm going to show this, hopefully. Let's see if I can get it on that. It's very beautiful. Nope. Oh, okay. Most of my material for the morning, and this afternoon we need to talk about what we can do and how we can understand more about women in this situation and how we can have to understand them before we can even reach them. Everything we do starts with prayer, and when you come back, I'll get out of my car. I have some prayer cards I'd like to give to you. There is a prayer praying for the end of abortion by a Greek Orthodox priest, Demetrios Kyrellis, and Father Edward has read it and approved it to be distributed. But it's not for church services, it's for personal prayer. So please come back, and I'll give that to you. Thank you guys so much for your attention.